We never forget, and we always honor. We always remember. I would like to take a moment now to those who made it back from whatever war it was, whether it was here or abroad, those who have served, would you please stand this morning? I want you to look around you at your men and women. Thank you for your service, and I'm glad you came home. But let's remember those and those families who did not. This morning, as we look into Acts today, the first chapter, verses 6 through 14, is the ascension of our Lord and Savior. It says, "So when they had come together, they asked him, 'Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel?' And he replied, 'It is not for you to know the times or the periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.' When he said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while he was going and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. And they said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up for you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.' Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. And when they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer and praying together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers." This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us